Hi there, this is Craig Beck from StopDrinkingExpert.com. Welcome into today's episode. We're recording for the podcast, which you can find on iTunes, on Spotify, and various other locations around the internet. And also the video is here for YouTube and for the website as well. We've got a blog piece to go with today's episode, which you can find at StopDrinkingExpert.com. And today, I want to talk about the subtle signs of alcoholism, because a lot of people who are using alcohol assume that if they ever really had a problem, if they ever were out of control, they would know about it. It would be like, you know, a slap in the face. It would be so obvious. And I think the reason for that is we have this perception of what an alcoholic looks like. And an alcoholic is a kind of character portrayed to us by Hollywood and the movie. What is an alcoholic through the eyes of Hollywood? Well, it's the guy stumbling around in the street in dirty, kind of unsheveled clothes, hair unkempt, swigging whiskey out of a bottle hidden in a brown paper bag, sleeping on a park bench, lying in a doorway. That is an alcoholic, isn't it? That's what Hollywood has us believe. But actually, you know, that while that sort of person does exist, they are not the norm. They are not what this drug problem is all about. And that's exactly what it is, by the way. It's a drug problem that we don't like to call a drug. You know, go into any bar and ask people how their drug use is going, and they're going to get very offended at you. They're going to say you're being melodramatic and that you're a spoil sport and you're spoiling their fun and all this sort of stuff, because alcohol is not considered a drug. It's a harmless social pleasantry. A harmless social pleasantry that kills 3 million people every year. If that's not evidence of the illusion that we live in the Western world, then I don't know what is. So today, I want to talk about the subtle signs that you maybe see appearing in your life. Signs that you have a problem with alcohol and you're tiptoeing down the path of alcohol addiction, alcohol use disorders, and alcoholism. Let's talk about it today.
Who wants to be the next to discover how to stop drinking without willpower? Visit StopDrinkingExpert.com and grab your free place on today's coaching session.
Okay, finish the sentence for me. I can't possibly have a drinking problem because. Chances are, if you're at that point where you've still got one foot in denial and one foot in the have I got a problem camp, the chances are you will have some story that you're telling yourself at the moment that justifies your drinking or proves that you do not have alcoholism in your life. For me, it was things like I would say to myself, well, I can't be an alcoholic because I never want to drink in the morning. In fact, the thought of drinking alcohol first thing in the morning is revolting to me. I find it repulsive, and therefore I cannot be an alcoholic, because if I was an alcoholic, I would drink all the time. And I would say things to myself like, well, you know, I can't be an alcoholic because I can go weeks and months without a drink if I want to. And actually, that sort of behavior, forcing yourself to go without something to prove that you don't have a problem with it, is actually the opposite of what you set out to do. You know, I make the analogy that if you went around telling people that you can go several months without eating a potato, that wouldn't demonstrate that you're really in control of potatoes. It would only go to demonstrate that you have a big problem with potatoes, so much so that you're constantly thinking about them and having to set yourself challenges to avoid them. That's not normal. When something has become so dominant in your life that you have to force yourself to go without it, that should be a clear indicator that it's become twisted. It's become disproportionate in your life. So let's talk about some of the subtle signs that prove that you've got something that needs to be addressed. You're tiptoeing down that avenue of alcoholism. And the first thing is that just stop for a moment and think about your life over the last 3 months. I want you to think about every opportunity you got to socialize. And I want you to think honestly about How many of those occasions involved alcohol? I know back when I was drinking heavily, when I was a problem drinker, every occasion involved alcohol, because if it couldn't involve alcohol, I wouldn't go. I would just flat refuse. There had to be alcohol available because I believed that it was unfair to me, having worked hard all day, to be deprived of what I considered to be one of the only good things about my life. Isn't that sad? I was a family man, two children, married, living in a lovely home, nice car on the drive, good job, and I considered the best thing in my life to be poison in a bottle. That's how it twists your view of the world. So think about your social occasions the last 3 months and be honest with yourself. How many of them were about alcohol? And if you can say that the vast majority were, this is a red flag. Now, of all the things I will tell you today in today's episode, not one of them is the ultimate one. You know, if you get that one, well, you're definitely an alcoholic. It's not about whether you tick one box or two boxes or three boxes or all of them. There's no way to pass or fail this test. What you're looking for here is a pattern of behavior. If you fit a pattern in this, you really should be sitting up and taking notice. So planning your events around alcohol is red flag number one. Your tolerance has increased is number two. I remember back when I was like 15, 16, one can of lager used to get me drunk. One can of beer was at it, and I was out for the count. And then, you know, at the height of my drinking, a whole bottle of wine didn't really make any difference to me. I could drink a whole bottle of wine and appear entirely sober. The second bottle of wine would get me. But you can see how that was progressing. And if I'd let that journey continue, two bottles of wine wouldn't have made any difference to me. I would have needed half a bottle of whiskey. And then can you see where this is going? And maybe you're at the point now when you hear about other people, and certainly if you go to an AA meeting, you will hear these people speaking, who say that they're drinking a bottle of vodka a day. And the first time I went to AA and I sat there and I heard these people talking about their drinking, and this guy here said he was on a bottle of whiskey a day. This woman here was saying she was going through this many bottles of vodka a week. I was sitting there thinking, oh my God, I think I'm all right. In fact, I left that AA meeting and bought a bottle of whiskey on the way home because I thought, well, you know, my drinking's pretty good compared to these guys. But that's tolerance for you. And you can't avoid it. It's inevitable. The more you drink, the more tolerance you will develop. Now think of it like this. Imagine if I blew a trumpet in your ear. Well, the first time I did it, it would hurt you. But if I did it 100 times, you would eventually get to the point where you wouldn't be able to hear it. I'd have to get two trumpets or three trumpets. Your body is being physically damaged to the point where it needs more of the poison to detect it. Tolerance may feel like a good thing. You know, especially men get this kind of, you know, macho bravado about being a real man because we can handle our booze. I can drink 10 pints of beer. That's not a good thing. Tolerance is never a good thing. It is just evidence of damage to your body. It's a red flag. Think about it honestly. How much are you having to drink now to get that buzz that you initially got from one glass of wine or one bottle of beer? Be honest with yourself. Third red flag. You're creating silly rules for yourself. You're saying to yourself, because, you know, at the back of your head, you know you have a problem with this stuff. So you're saying, right, okay, well, I'm only going to have one glass of wine with my evening meal. And then you always fail. You always fall down. You can never just have one glass. Or you say, I'm not going to drink during the week. I'm only going to drink at the weekends. Or I'm only going to drink on special occasions. When you start creating rules about your behavior, see it as a warning because, again, change the substance. Change the substance to something that isn't a drug, and you'll see how crazy it is. You know, I'm only going to wear blue pants on a Tuesday. I'm not going to wear blue pants every day. Oh, I've got to cut down on the wearing of blue pants. So I'm only going to wear them on a Tuesday. It's insane. If you said that, if you vocalized that and said, I've decided I'm only going to wear blue pants on a Tuesday, everyone would be like, what's wrong with you? You lunatic. You need a doctor. You're crazy. So it's a red flag when you start to create the rules around your consumption of alcohol. Blackouts and memory loss should be an obvious one. Are there periods of the evening before, the week before, that you just can't remember? I was speaking to a guy recently who lost an entire month. He can't remember the whole month of his life because he was so out of his mind on alcohol that it's just gone. Interesting showbiz story for you. You know Mary Poppins, the original with Dick Van Dyke. There's an interview with Dick Van Dyke. He says that his drinking was so profound at that point in his life when he was filming Mary Poppins, arguably one of the most important movies of his career. He can't really remember making it. He can't remember recording the movie Mary Poppins because he was drunk so much. How scary is that? Huge red flag if you're having memory lapses and blackouts because of your drinking. Another red flag, another warning sign of alcoholism is hiding your drinks and lying about your consumption. So it could be that you're going through so many bottles of alcohol that it's now embarrassing to put your recycling out on the street. Certainly, I don't know how it works around the world, but in the UK, they collect your kind of landfill rubbish one week, your garbage one week, and then the next week they collect your recycling and you have to put it out on the street and they give you these small containers to put it in. And back when I was drinking, there was not enough space in the container for all the bottles. So we would have to sneak next door and hide our bottles in the neighbor's recycling bin. So are you hiding your recycling? Are you throwing bottles in the landfill because you're too embarrassed about how many are in the recycling? Are you going to the supermarket and buying a couple of bottles of whiskey, but hiding one in a cupboard somewhere? So it looks like that the one bottle is slowly going down, but what people in the house don't know is you're also on the second bottle as well. It's very common. Are you hiding your alcohol? Are you drinking secretly when nobody's looking? You know, a friend of mine would make a cup of coffee for everyone, but in his coffee cup was whiskey. And he would never let you see inside the cup. So he would walk around with the cup like this. So it looked like he had a mug of coffee and he was slowly drinking whiskey all the time. When you start concealing the amount you're drinking like that, red flag. Let me think about a couple of others. Your physical appearance has changed. Have you notice that you've started to get broken capillaries in your nose and around your cheeks? Little red blood vessels have burst and you have these little streaks of red around your nose. It's called drinker's nose. You'll see it. It's very common. You get kind of a red bulbous nose. This is because the alcohol affects your veins, your arteries, your blood vessels, and sometimes they burst and you get this damage appearing in your skin. Dramatic weight loss, dramatic weight gain, all indicators that alcohol is having an impact on your physical health. And also, not just your physical health, but your mental health as well. Has your personality changed? And you may not notice that yourself, but think, have people who care about you, people who love you, commented on your mood swings, on your aggression, on your depression, on your anxiety, or whatever it is? Is your mental health going downhill? It could be your alcohol use. So that's a list of indicators that, you know, the subtleties of alcoholism are coming into your life. And like I said right at the start, it's not about how many you check off on the list. It's not like you get two and you pass and four means you fail. It's a pattern that you're looking for. Does your life fit the pattern of alcoholism? And if it does, I encourage you to take action. Because let me tell you something I've learned over the last 10 years of helping people with their drinking. Problems with alcohol never, ever get better on their own. I have never had anyone come to me in a desperate situation where they're drinking. And then when I check up with them in a few weeks or a few months' time, they go, oh, it got better. I'm fine now. I don't even like this stuff. Never happens, because this is like quicksand. Alcohol is like quicksand. Once you get in it, you're sinking. Sometimes slowly, sometimes quickly, but you're sinking. And what you need with quicksand is not to kick and struggle on your own, but what you actually need is someone to come and reach out a hand and pull you out. And that's what I do. That's what I have been doing for 10 years now. If you want to find out more about how I do it, go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. Thank you for being with me today. If you have any suggestions on what you would like me to cover in the podcast and on my YouTube videos, drop me an email and I'll try and create a video for you. Please like, subscribe, and comment wherever you're watching or listening to this. And I hope to see you in the next episode.
Imagine no more hangovers, no more mornings of guilt and regret, and no willpower required to get there.
Really consider this, because it's different. It's different to anything you can find out there, and it gives you real mental freedom from the clutches of alcohol.
Get my best-selling ebook free today at stopdrinkingexpert.com.
Without a doubt, if you can make it happen, if you can find a way, if it's something that you feel the heartstrings pulling that you need to make a change in your life, then you need to pull out all the stops. Pull out all the stops to make it happen and beat you.
It's just so worth it. Why did I waste all those years? Being in my middle 60s now, I wasted so many years drinking.
Find out why this is the net's only 5-star rated quit drinking solution. And get your free ebook today at stopdrinkingexpert.com.